It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Greater Nevada Field in Reno, where today the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Reno Aces in a 4th of July spectacular here in Reno. We had a lot of fun last night with the Rainiers getting the win 3-2 at home in front of the largest crowd of the year. The Rainiers had 7,162 on hand yesterday to see the fireworks show and also a smooth Tacoma Rainiers victory. The Rainiers have won 4 of their last 5 ball games. They're playing well right now, and they're going to see if they can take it to the road. The Rainiers now face a Reno squad that's been playing well themselves recently, and Reno 4 games over 500 on the year and only 2.5 games out behind first place Las Vegas in the West. Reno right now has a very strong lineup, definitely it'd be interesting to see if the Rainiers pitching, which was very good in the Salt Lake series at home, is going to be able to keep the Reno lineup in check at all during this 6-game series. Both starting pitchers today are coming off of strong outings their last time out. Tacoma is starting Justice Sheffield, who on the year is 1-5 with a 7.2. Time out against Salt Lake, he went 6 innings and allowed just 2 runs and only 2 hard-hit balls in the entire 6 innings. So very good outing for Sheffield. He's going to be opposed by Tommy Henry, who has pitched well against Tacoma this year. He's a AAA rookie who is 4-3 with a 3.28 ERA. And Henry, in his last start here at home for him, he went 7 scoreless innings against Sacramento and got a win. So a couple of lefties with some positive momentum going into the game. And it should be a good one here in Reno. The weather's nice, around 80 degrees today. Very few clouds in the sky. Breeze blowing out to right field. Not too hot. We're waiting for later in the week when that's going to happen. But for now, very nice night here in Reno. And they have a standing room only crowd for their big fireworks celebration, which is tonight. Should be a good one. We'll get you caught up on the latest roster moves when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade. With Tim, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
The Tacoma Rainiers taking on the Reno Aces in Reno tonight, 4th of July. Hope you're having a great holiday. A couple of roster moves for the start of this one. The Rainiers have, rehab assignment of Kyle Lewis was transferred to Everett and is going to continue there for a couple days, apparently. So I was told to not expect him to join the Rainiers in Reno. So he's going to work with the Everett Aqua Sox for a couple of days at least. And then Cesar Esturiz was transferred back to the Arizona Complex League, as the Rainiers do not need an extra infielder at this time. So those are the roster moves. We'll get to the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's game. First for the visiting Tacoma Raiders, who are 32-45. Mariners AAA affiliate is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Leading off playing right field is Scott Heinemann. Alex Blandino bats second. He's at second base. Hitting third and playing first base is Zach Green. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Brian O'Keefe. Drew Ellis hits fifth. He's at third base. Batting sixth and playing center field is Forrest Wall. Hitting seventh and doing the catching is Joe Odom. Batting eighth, left fielder Trey Ambergie, and hitting ninth is shortstop Mason McCoy. On the mound for the Red Ears, left-hander Justice Sheffield. Sheffield's 1-5 with a 7.29 ERA. The Reno Aces are 41-37, Arizona Diamondbacks affiliate, managed by Gil Velazquez, first-year skipper. He's going to lead off with Yanni Hernandez. Hernandez is at second base. Batting second, the center fielder Dominic Fletcher. Hitting third, right fielder Jake McCarthy. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Stone Garrett. Batting fifth and playing first base is Seth Beer. Hitting sixth, the shortstop Wilmer Defoe. Batting seventh and playing third base is Giancarlo Cintrone. Hitting eighth, doing the catching is Grayson Griner. And batting ninth, left fielder Camden Duzenac. On the mound, left-hander Tommy Henry. Henry is 4-3 with a 3.28 ERA. Umpires behind home plate is Darius Ghani. At first base is Luis Hernandez. And over at third, it's James Fitzpatrick. Tacoma and Reno, opening game of a six-game series, 4th of July here. That's it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of tonight's game right after this.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball as we're about ready to start this one. The Red Ears and the Reno Aces from Greater Nevada Field, formerly known as Aces Ballpark. Great hitters stadium here. You see high scoring games and we have good hitting conditions tonight. The wind is just rippling out to right field as this game gets started this evening. Into the batter's box is Scott Heinemann to get things started. And on the hill, Tommy Henry, he's ready to go. First pitch of the game is on its way, and it is low for a ball, and we have begun here in Reno. You may have noticed no Jared Kelnick in the lineup today, just a day off on a tough travel day. He is here in Reno with the squad. Here's the next pitch to Heinemann, and it is a swing and a bouncer foul, third base side. It's a good day to give Kelnick a day off. The team was, well, the bus left the stadium this morning at 3:45 a.m. after a night game last night, although it did finish up early last night. Last night's game was played at a pretty good clip. If you were there, you probably noticed that. It wasn't even dark when the game ended. So now the 1-1 pitch to Heinemann is down and in for a ball, 2-1. And then the tough travel day plus the fact that the Rainiers are facing a very tough lefty today in Tommy Henry. Also a good day to give Kelnick a game off. So now the 2-1 is missing for ball three. And then the Red Deers have the day off tomorrow. So by giving Kelnick, who plays it, you're basically giving him 2 days off because of the off day on the schedule tomorrow. 3-1 pitch to Heineman. It's fouled into the dirt, and the count is full, 3-2. So Heineman hits leadoff with Kelnick out. And he's worked a full count here to open up the ballgame. Heineman pausing outside of the batter's box for a moment after that last foul tip. And here's the pitch, the 3-2, and it is just up and away for a ball. And that's ball four, and Heineman heads down to first base with a leadoff walk to start the ball game. And now Alex Blandino will be the batter. Tommy Henry in 15 starts this year, 4-3 with a 3.28 ERA. He's pitched 79 and two-thirds innings and has allowed 69 hits. He has struck out 35 and walked 71. Impressively, he's given up only five homers in 79 innings. In the PCL, pitching half his games in this park, that's very impressive. As his first offering to Blandino is outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Rainiers know Henry. This is his fourth start this season against Tacoma, and he's pitched well against the Rainiers. Rainiers got to him the first time they saw him, but not the last two times. So here's one down and in for a ball to Blandino. Two balls, no strikes. It's a little wild here to start this game, Tommy Henry. Rainiers wearing the navy blue jerseys with gray pants today. And now here's one up high for a ball. Reno wearing their home whites, white jerseys with white pants and some Independence Day themed hats for the Aces, similar to what the Rainiers wore the last couple of days at home. Blandino, and it is in there for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. So three balls, one strike. Now the next pitch, no, a toss to first, and back in standing up is Heineman. Heineman loves to try to steal. 3-for-3 in his brief time as a Rainier. This is his 11th game with the team. It's being held on over there by Seth Beer. There goes Heineman. The pitch is bounced foul, third base side. Blandino swinging at the 3-1, and now the count is full. So 3-2. Henry ready. And here comes his payoff to Blandino. And nope, a move to first instead. And back in standing up is Blandino. This ballpark built in 2009, or opened in 2009, when Reno as a city joined the Pacific Coast League. Now the 3-2 with the runner going is outside, ball four, and it's back-to-back walks to start the game. Heineman takes second, and Blandino is on at first. And the Red Deers have two on with nobody out for Zach Green. Pretty deep dimensions here. 338 to left field, 410 to left center, 424 to right center, 340 to right. But we're at high elevation. We're in the foothills of the Sierra Nevadas. And the strong wind that is blowing out to right field right now is frequent here, although not a guarantee. The last time the Rainiers were here, it actually blew in a couple of games, which was rare. Well, here's the pitch to Zach Green, and it is taken. Green's hitting 232 with 10 homers, 34 runs batted in. Now Henry is set, and the runners bluff. Heineman bluffed, and oh, no, the Rainiers have two runners at second base. And they throw to try to get Heineman out, and now they've got Blandino in a rundown between first and second, and, well, two runners are at second base, and Blandino is tagged out. And now an argument is going on out there. Green should be safe with Blandino tagged out. And here comes Tim Fedorovich out to discuss it with the umpire. Blandino's arguing that the base path was obstructed, I believe. This was a case where Heineman took his secondary lead, and in a double steal situation, the trailing runner at first base looks at that lead runner, and if he thinks the lead runner is going, then he goes. But Heineman just was taking a secondary lead. He did not take off for third base. Blandino then did take off for second as he misread what Heineman was doing. And so Heineman was staying at second base. Blandino was taken off towards first. The pitch was, or towards second, I should say, from first. The pitch was thrown, and the Rainiers had two runners at second base. The umpires have huddled up to discuss the possibility of an interference, and they have come back to Tim Fedorovich to give him the bad news that the Red Ears are not going to get an interference call on this. Red Ears have twice in the past week, this happened to them a couple days ago when they had runners at first and second, and it was almost the exact same situation without the interference aspect, where the lead runner bluffed like he was going and the trailing runner thought he was going and ran into an out. So Blandino is out. It'll go as a caught stealing, and the actual relay on it will in a minute. I'll get it for you when I can. And now one out and a runner at second base for Zach Green, who has a count of one ball and one strike. Now, here is the pitch from Henry, and it is low for a ball with a fastball. 2-1 the count. Well, Green still with the RBI opportunity with Heineman at second base. And now he takes off for third, and the pitch is hit in the air to right. It's up in the wind. Back on the ball goes the right fielder McCarthy, but this one is gone. Zach Green goes the other way with a two-run homer to right field. It is his 11th home run of the season, and the Red Ears take a 2-0 lead in the top of the first inning. Zach Green, his team-leading 11th home run of the season. So he circles the bases, and the Red Ears get off to a good start tonight. And that will bring Brian O'Keefe to the plate. And the pitch to O'Keefe is inside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch on its way, and it's fouled off, and the count's even now to O'Keefe, 1-1 the count. O'Keefe hitting .298 in 40 games with 10 homers, 24 runs batted in, .972 OPS. Now the pitch is down at the bottom of the strike zone for a called strike. Well, apparently they just gave the putout on that caught stealing of Blandino to the second baseman Hernandez with no assist, according to what I'm seeing. So now the 1-2 pitch is low for a ball. 2-2 is a very odd play because, or at least from an official scoring perspective, because Blandino was theoretically caught trying to steal an occupied base because of the confusion. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and it's lined into right field, and there's a base hit for O'Keefe. Over to pick it up is McCarthy, and Brian O'Keefe smokes a single to right field, and he is on with one out at the top of the first inning. So O'Keefe is aboard. And now Drew Ellis will be the batter. And the pitch to Ellis is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Ellis, a former member of the Reno Aces last year and this year, and they announced him as a visiting player for his first game as an opposing player here, and it was crickets. Figured he'd at least get some applause from the Reno fans. So there's a pitch in for a strike to Ellis, and yeah, the count's 0-2. Leading from first base is O'Keefe, and the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and yanked foul down the third baseline. Ellis jumped on that pitch and laced it foul. So 0-2 still the count. Now the pitch, down and in for a ball to Ellis. 1-2 the count. Now here's the 1-2. Up. Oh, called strike three, a high strike, but in the automated zone. And Drew Ellis is rung up for the second out in the top of the first inning. So two down, and now Forrest Wall will be the hitter. Wall, with his average at 241 coming into play today, and he takes a breaking ball outside. Wall was a huge factor in the Rainiers' victory last night, driving in two of Tacoma's three runs with an RBI double and an RBI single. 1-0 pitch to Wall is taken for a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. So 1-1. With his lead at first is O'Keefe. Henry is set. And here's his pitch, and it is swung on and fouled back, and the count goes to 1-2. Henry has thrown 29 pitches here in the first inning, and they're already loosening up a lefty in the Reno bullpen in case he labors some more trying to get the last out. He is a top prospect in the Diamondback system. 1-2 pitch is stroked the other way, and there's another hit for Forrest Wall. Rounding second is O'Keefe, and he holds there. Forrest Wall with a clean base hit to left field. And Tacoma has two on with two outs for Joe Odom with the single. So Odom now the batter. And Odom hitting 216 in 45 games, but he has eight homers. And he looks out towards Henry. And the pitch is swung on and popped up foul down the first baseline. Chasing it is Seth Beer, but he can't get it. It's back in the seats and out of play. So that is simply a strike to Beer. 0-1 the count. Henry now at 31 pitches here in the first inning. And he's set. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. O-2 delivery, outside for a ball, 1-2. 93 on the gun. So a ball and two strikes to Odom, who's doing the catching today for the Red Ears. O'Keefe DHing. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Threw a fastball past him, and that closes out the top of the first inning. The Red Ears made Henry work, and they got a couple of runs. Two runs on three hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the first. Tacoma 2, Reno coming to the plate.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more. Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Well, Tacoma gets two in the top of the first inning on Zach Green's opposite field two-run home run. And now the Red Ears take the field with Justice Sheffield throwing his warm-ups right now. Sheffield's 1-5 with a 7.29 ERA and 10 starts for Tacoma. He threw really well in his last start at home on the 29th against Salt Lake. He went six innings and allowed two runs. Didn't walk anybody in that game. Gave up only five hits, and three of them were very soft hits, infield singles and whatnot. He struck out seven and just had an all-around outstanding outing. So something to build on there for sure. We'll see how he fares in the high elevation with the wind blowing out in Reno. His first pitch to Yanni Hernandez is taken inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Hernandez, the Reno leadoff hitter, a speedster, batting .242 with a .350. And now the 1-0 pitch is inside for a ball, 2-0. Hernandez has been called up by the Diamondbacks a couple of times this season. He's the guy who's been getting the call when they need someone who can play shortstop at the big leagues when because of an injury or something. As here's a pitch in for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. He's a switch hitter, Hernandez. Bats right-handed against Sheffield. And the 2-1 from Sheff is low, ball three. Sheffield works primarily with his sinking fastball and his slider. And when he's going good, he gets a lot of grounders. Here's his 3-1 pitch to Hernandez. And it is a called strike with a heater. And the count goes full, 3-2. 90 on the radar gun on that last fastball. Sheffield takes a deep breath, looks in for the signs from Odom. And now here's the 3-2 pitch, and it swung on, hit in the air down the right field line, giving Chase Heineman into foul ground. He leaps, and my goodness, he made the catch down in the right field corner, running out of my sight line here, but he gloved it in foul territory where there isn't much foul territory down the right field line, and I could see him leap up, and then he disappeared from my line of sight. So he reappeared with the ball in his glove, and the umpire was there. Making the outside. So let's go ahead and put that down as a nice catch by Scott Heineman in foul ground down the right field line. One away in the bottom of the first, and now Dominic Fletcher is the batter, and he takes a strike 0-1 the count. Fletcher, left-hand hitter, hitting .317 in 36 games for Reno since coming up from their Double-A team. He has four homers, 401 on base percentage for Fletcher. And his first taste of AAA ball, and he swings and misses at the Sheffield slider. There's strike two. 0-2 the count. Now the 0-2 pitch, and it is outside for a ball, 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, just a hair outside, and the count goes to 2-2. Chef trying to put him away. He winds, and the 2-2 pitch is low, ball three. The slider that was clearly down. So full count to Fletcher. Sheffield just went to a full count on Hernandez. Here's Sheffield with the payoff pitch again, and it is a called strike three on the outside edge. Got him with the fastball, and down goes Fletcher, and two men are gone at the bottom of the first inning. Delayed call by the plate umpire, Ghani, but Odom had already fired it down to third to go around the horn after the strikeout, so he knew it was a strike. Here's Jake McCarthy back in AAA after another stint in the big leagues with the Diamondbacks, left-hand hitter. And he swings and hits one in the air towards right center. Moving that direction is Heineman. He's there, and he makes the catch. And on the first pitch, McCarthy is retired, and Justice Sheffield works a three-up, three-down bottom of the first inning with a strikeout. And we go now to the second inning of play. It is Tacoma 2, Reno nothing.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Two nothing Tacoma after one inning of play here at Greater Nevada Field. This is the first of a six-game series, but because of the 4th of July, the day off this week was moved from Monday to Tuesday since the 4th fell on a Monday. They wanted to give everyone Monday's been the day off all season long, but they wanted to give everyone a 4th of July home game to start the fresh series. So we're playing today and off tomorrow. So now the pitch to Trey Ambergy is taken up and in for a ball, 1-0. Ambergy hitting in the number 8 spot. 1-for-12 since joining the Rainiers. Now the next pitch is a check swing, and he held up in time. Two balls, no strikes to Ambergy. And then the series will resume on Wednesday and go through Sunday like usual. All night games, including Sunday. On this trip as Ambergy launches one to center field. Going back is Fletcher towards deep right center, and he's going to have room, and he makes the catch. just shy of the warning track out in the deepest part of the park where the fence is 424 feet from home plate. So Ambergie flies out to center. One down, and now Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy, right-hand hitting infielder. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch swung on and lined softly into right field, and that's a base hit. And aboard with his first hit of the night is Mason McCoy. That's the fourth hit for the Red Ears already against Tommy Henry. McCoy with a little single to right field. And now Scott Heineman will be the batter. And McCoy has reached base safely in 13 of his last 14 games. Now, the pitch from Henry is a swing and a miss by Heineman there, strike one. Heineman walked and scored at the first. Now the pitch. No, snap throw to first and diving back in safely is McCoy. Packed house here in Reno. The berm beyond the right field fence and behind the bullpens. It goes from the foul part where it's 424. It is just teeming with humanity out there. That's a general admission area. Runner goes, pitches down low. No throw by the catcher, Griner, who lost the handle as he was coming out of his crouch trying to make a throw. So McCoy steals second base uncontested, as it turns out. That's his 11th steal of the season. Heineman now with a man in scoring position, and the 1-1 pitch from Henry is low for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Leading from second is McCoy. Rainier's already up 2-0. We're in the top of the second inning. And the pitch is a check swing foul, bounced towards the end of the Rainier's dugout on the first base side. So 2-2 the count. And this pitch from Henry is low. 3-2. This next pitch is going to be Henry's 45th of the game already. And that's good to see. This is a pitcher who the Rainiers have had a lot of trouble with the last two times they've seen him. And you can already tell he's not going to be in there for too long tonight, even if he gets things all squared away. So here's a swing and a foul back by Heineman. And it is still 3-2. He's thrown so many pitches here early in the game that even if he started reeling off quick outs, he's going to run out of pitches around the fifth inning. Here's the 3-2, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Heineman is the second out here at the top of the second inning. And now Alex Blandino is the hitter. Blandino walked in the first inning. And Henry bluffs a pickoff move to second base, but does not throw over there. And this pitch is a fastball called a strike. 0-1 the count to Blandino. Blandino had his streak of 13 straight games reaching base end yesterday when he replaced Kyle Lewis, who was on rehab. So here's a strike to Blandino. No, 0-2. He got just two plate appearances yesterday, was 0-2, and didn't reach base. And 13-game streak came to an end. And then today, the first time up, he draws a walk and reaches base. Well, he's behind in the count here. No balls, two strikes. Runner at second with two outs. And Henry with the 0-2 pitch on its way to Blandino. And it is low. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2. Swung on, grounded, left side, and it's fielded by the shortstop, Depot, and then rounding third and overrunning the base, but getting back, and it's an infield single for Blandino, and the Rainiers have runners at the corners with two outs. Depot, the shortstop, range deep into the hole to field that grounder, and he knew he had no chance to throw out Blandino, so instead he decided to see if McCoy might overrun third, and McCoy did overrun third. He took a turn around third, as he was then going to, you know, look up and see if the throw was made to first base to follow what was going on over there. And Defoe started running towards the third base bag with a ball in his hand, and McCoy had to scramble to get back in there, but he did. So runners at the corners with two outs for Green, who homered last inning, and the pitch is swung on and fouled into the catcher's mitt. That is strike one. Green's homer last inning was a fly to right field that caught a little aid from the wind, and he'll take it for a two-run homer. Now the 0-1 pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Right here's up 2-0. We are in the top of the second inning on this very nice 4th of July in Reno. Henry with a 1-1 pitch, and it is swung on, hit in the air to right. Here we go again. Back is McCarthy, but this one is gone, and this one is well out of here. Zach Green with a 3-run homer to right field, his second in as many innings. And the Red Ears have a 5-0 lead at the top of the second inning. Zach Green homered in the first, and now he is homered in the second. He's on pace to hit 9 homers tonight. 5-0 Rainiers in the top of the second inning. Wow, Green with his 11th and 12th home runs of the season. Brian O'Keefe hit 3 homers for the Rainiers just 2 nights ago at Cheney Stadium on Saturday in the 5-4 victory against Salt Lake. And that was the Rainiers' first 3-homer game in 7 years. Now the batter fouls one away, strike one. And Green has 7 innings left to try to join O'Keefe in the 3-homer club. Now the next pitch to O'Keefe is inside for a ball, 1-1. Now the 1-1 lined into center field. There's a base hit for O'Keefe, his second hit of the game. The Rainiers are seeing it well against Tommy Henry tonight. That is their 7th hit. So a 2-out single for O'Keefe. And now Drew Ellis is the batter. Ellis is going to have to wait for a trip to the mound by the Reno pitching coach, Doug Drabeck, former Cy Young Award winner for the Pittsburgh Pirates back in the 1980s? Was that 88 when he won? Or was it early 90s when he won? I'll tell you what. We have the internet. Let's look it up. Six, seven, eight, Conference on the mound, breaking up. 92. No. 90. He won it in 1990. He got votes in 92 and 94, but 1990 was Drabek's big year. 22-6, 2.76 ERA. Pirates were really good in that era. Here's Drew Ellis, runner at first, two outs, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. A slider there is strike one. Oh, one on its way. Swung on, pulled foul, first base side. Yeah, the Pirates there in the late 80s and early 90s, they were loaded up. They had young Barry Bonds as he was emerging into a force. In fact, he became a force in Pittsburgh before becoming a free agent and signing with the Giants. So now the 0-2 on its way. Runner goes, and it's up high for a ball. Throw to second base, and they got him. O'Keefe caught stealing second, tagged out by Yanni Hernandez, the second baseman, for the final out here in the top of the second inning. Three runs for the Rainiers on another homer by Zach Green. There were four hits in the inning. No errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Tacoma 5, Reno nothing.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores. At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technician satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
5-0, right here is with the early lead. And Zach Green with a two-run homer in the first and a three-run homer in the second to give the Red Ears this early lead. Justice Sheffield with some early run support. He retired the side in order of the first. Leading off the second is Stone Garrett, the Reno cleanup man, and Garrett takes inside for a ball 1-0. Garrett's hitting 290 with 19 homers and 63 runs batted in. And now the 1-0 from Sheffield. And this is in there for a strike. Garrett's 19 homers is second best in the PCL. And he leads the league in runs batted in. The league home run hitter got called up today. As the 1-1 pitch is bounced slowly to third, charged and barehanded by Ellis. Throw to first is not in time. Garrett is safe on a close play. A little bouncer up the third baseline, and that's the first base runner of the night for Reno. Stone Garrett with an infield single. And now Seth Beer will be the batter. David Villar, formerly of Sacramento, leads the league in homers with 21. Giants called him up today, his first ever big league call-up. Congrats to him. He's leading the league in homers, second in runs batted in, leading the league in slugging, second in OPS. He deserves the call-up, wouldn't you say? There's the pitch to Beer, and it is down and in for a ball. 1-0 the count. Seth Beer hitting 224 for Reno. Six homers, 31 runs batted in 39 games.
pitch.
And it is a swing and a miss. Rainiers with the shift on. Three infielders on the right side. Only the third baseman, Ellis, on the left side of the diamond. Now the 1-1 to Beer is a swing and a foul, and that's strike two. So Sheffield's ahead of the count. One ball, two strikes. A toss to first, and back in standing up is Garrett. Got to be careful with those moves to first base right now because the sun is setting above the grandstand here on the third base side, and it is right in the eyes of the first baseman as he's holding the runner on. Sheffield's 1-2 pitch, swing and a foul. Still one ball, two strikes. This is a phenomenon that we've also seen at Cheney Stadium over the years where there's a brief period in the game where the sun is right in the first baseman's eyes. Here's the 1-2, and it's chopped over Green, but fielded behind first base by the second baseman, Blandino, and he throws to Green for the putout at first. Garrett advances to second base. Beer is retired. 4-3 on the ground out. Runner at second, one away for Wilmer Defoe. Defoe, switch hitter, bat left-handed against Sheffield. We have not seen Defoe this year. He was injured when the Rainiers were playing Reno both times earlier this season. The pitch to him is lined into right field. That's a base hit. Coming to third is Garrett. They will hold him there, and he runs right through the stop sign, by goodness, and scores as the throw came into second base. Single and an RBI for Defoe. And Stone Garrett ran right through the stop sign. But Heineman, the right fielder, was just throwing it to second base anyway, so Garrett was actually right. 5-1 now. RBI single for Defoe. First really clean hit of the inning right there. Now John Carlos Cintron is the hitter. Switch hitting. Actually, he's just a right-hand hitter, and he takes for a ball. Want to know the count. Now Sheffield with a look towards first base. And the pitch is swung on and grounded up the middle and through into center field, a base hit. And taking second is Defoe. Single up the middle for Cintron. And runners are at first and second with one out. A grounder that if it had been a little to the left or a little to the right would have been a double play, but instead it's a base hit right through the middle. Runners at first and second, and now Grayson Kreiner, the veteran catcher, is the batter for Reno. Reiner hitting 228 in 28 games with four home runs. And Sheffield's pitch is swung on and bounced foul on the third base side. Strike one. Now a swing and a foul back. And it's 0-2 to Grayson Kreiner. Now the 0-2 pitch. Fastball called, strike three, and that is the second out of the inning. So Sheffield with his second strikeout of the night, two down, and now Camden Duzenak is the batter. Duzenak hitting in the number nine spot, hitting 268 on the year, eight homers, 781 OPS. Right-hand battled with his pitch, and it's grounded foul on the third base side. 0-1 the count to Duzenak. Defoe, the runner at second. Cintron at first, two down. Rainier's up 5-1 very early in this game. The pitch from Sheffield is a swing and a miss at a slider, and there's strike two. So no balls, two strikes. Oh, 2 pitch coming from Sheffield, and it is a swing and a foul tip. Still no balls, two strikes. Sheffield trying to get out of this inning with just the one run allowed. Keep the Rainiers with a healthy early lead, although in Reno you tend to just see high-scoring games. You got to keep scoring all 9 innings. Can't take your foot off the pedal in this park. Now the 0-2 from Sheffield is swung on and hit in the air, foul, and that's out of play on the first base side. Still no balls, two strikes. Sheffield with the 0-2 pitch. On its way, and it's swung on and hit well, but it's out towards a group picnic area down in the left field corner that is full tonight. Everything is full at this ballpark in Reno. Fans lining the standing room area above the outfield fence in left. You can walk back there atop the wall, and there's a little ledge to put your hot dog and your drink on, and you can just stand there and look in over the top of the fence. Here's a swing and a bouncer foul, third base side. And they're pretty much shoulder to shoulder from the left field foul pole out to the batter's eye in center. Oh, 2 still the count to Duzenak. And Sheffield steps off the rubber and looks at the runner at second base, Defoe. Here's the pitch, and it is a called strike three on the outside edge, and down goes Duzenak, and that wraps up the bottom of the second inning. One run on 3 hits. There were no errors, and 2 runs. Our 2 runners left on base. Got some fans booing the robot umpire here in Reno. We go to the third. It's Tacoma 5, Reno 1.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we, insured by NCUA.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well. Our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Hey, y'all, I'm country artist Andrew Janakis, and I'm back on air with Boot Barn.
Go running, 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 running for the truth. But we don't have to, so you don't have to. Come around unannounced and leave with the sunlight. Just when it's getting good, you hit me with a goodbye. Same thing every night, I never get enough time. I want more of you.
Thanks for listening. You can learn more about the movement at bootbarn.com/backonair.
Five-1, Rainiers with the lead after two innings of play here in Reno. Drew Ellis, formerly of the Reno Aces, now with the Rainiers, leads things off in the top of the third. The pitch from Tommy Henry is hit in the air towards right center. McCarthy has a read on this one. Maybe he doesn't. It bounces off of his glove. He fails to make the catch, and Ellis checks in at second base. McCarthy appeared to have that all the way. He was in the right spot. He was kind of backpedaling a little bit, though, at the very end, and he reached up and had it pop right out of his glove. I think he's going to get hit with an error there, although we'll wait and see to be sure. So Ellis is on to get things started for the Red Ears here in the top of the third inning. And now Forrest Wall is the batter. Wall singled his first time up. Henry's pitch is taken outside for a ball. Want to know the count. Yeah, they've put an error on the big board here in Reno. So we'll go ahead and mark that. And the pitch to Wall is popped up to shallow left. Long run in for Duzenac. Back the shortstop, Defoe, and Defoe makes the catch. And there's the first out in the top of the third inning. Defoe struggled with that one a little bit. Recovered to make the play. The wind is still blowing sharply, which would certainly affect a pop fly, a high fly. No doubt about that. Runner at second, one out for Joe Odom. And he swings at the first pitch and hits it in the air, foul, and out of play on the first base side. Odom struck out swinging his first time up today. Now the 0-1 pitch is coming, and this is low for a ball. One and one the count. And the pitch from Henry is a swing and a miss and a fastball, and the count moves to 1-2. On deck for the Red Ears is Trey Ambergy. Now the 1-2 pitch is waved at and missed. That is strike three. Odom is the second out of the inning. So Henry has his fourth strikeout. And now Trey Ambergy will be the batter. Ambergy earlier, he's 0 for 1. Now the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. If you joined us late, Zach Green hit a 2-run homer in the first inning and a 3-run homer in the second inning. We're going to need to get some at-bats here. Going to string together some hits to get Green an at-bat in the third. 1-0 pitch is low for a ball, 2-0. So two balls, no strikes to Ambergy. Here comes the 2-0 from Henry, and it is called a strike, and it moves to 2-1. Henry's pitch is swung on, and this is hit well to left field. Back on the ball is Duzenac, and he has room and makes the catch at the edge of the track. And that is the final out at the top of the third. No runs or hits. There was an error and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Tacoma 5, Reno 1.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk, and it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Five-1 Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the third inning here at Greater Nevada Field. Rainier's playing the Aces, opening game of a six-game series, and these two teams have played 12 games against each other this year prior to today, and Reno has a slight upper hand. They have won 7. The Rainiers have won 5, so it's been close. Top of the order up for the Aces here. Yanni Hernandez starts things off, and the pitch from Sheffield runs inside for a ball, 1-0. Hernandez fouled out to right fielder Scott Heineman his first time up. He's 0-1. Sheffield with the pitch, and it is ripped foul on the third base side. And the count's even, 1-1. Hernandez is a guy the Rainiers want to keep off the base paths during this series. He's a very good base stealer. And the pitch is bounced slowly to third. Ellis with the play. He fields it and throws to first in time for the out. Nicely done by Drew Ellis at third base. And one man is gone in the third. A bouncer slowly hit up the third baseline. Ellis had to charge it, and there was no room for error with Hernandez flying down the line, and Ellis was able to get him. So one, and next up is Dominic Fletcher. Left-hand hitter Fletcher. And Sheffield's pitch to him is a slider for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Now Sheffield winds and delivers. The 0-1 pitch is hit well towards center field. Forrest Wall chasing it towards right center, full speed, can't get there. It drops in for a hit. Fletcher is already around second. He can run. He's on his way to third, and he is in there with a stand-up triple. His fifth triple in just 37 games since coming up from AA Amarillo in the Diamondback system. Fletcher with a three-base hit on a well-struck ball to deep right center field. So he's at third with one out, and now Jake McCarthy is the batter. McCarthy is 0-1 with a flyout today. Rainiers shift him with three infielders on the right side. And Sheffield's pitch is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. McCarthy entered play today hitting .371 in the Pacific Coast League in 32 games this season. He's also played in 31 games in the major leagues with the Diamondbacks, and his batting average up there is .228. 0-1 pitch to McCarthy is low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now, the next pitch from Sheffield is on its way, and it is swung on and grounded up the middle and threw into center field, a base hit, and scoring is Fletcher, and Reno makes it a 5-2 ball game. So an RBI single for McCarthy after Fletcher had tripled. McCarthy's hit safely in his last five, and now Stone Garrett is the batter. Garrett. And an infield single last inning to lead off the inning, and he ended up scoring Reno's first run of the night. He takes a pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. Now the next pitch from Sheffield is on its way. And this is hit in the air to left field and deep. Back on the ball is Ambergy. He will have room, and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning, and he fires it back in, holding McCarthy at first base. So Garrett flies out to left, two away in the bottom of the third inning. And now Seth Beer will be the batter. That ball didn't carry as far to left field as I thought it was gonna. The wind is blowing out strongly to right. Perhaps there's enough of a kind of crosswind from left to right to affect fly balls to left field in terms of not allowing them to carry as far. As here's a pitch to Beer, and it's low and away, ball one. Beer bounced out earlier. He's 0 for 1. Traditionally, 4th of July, a big day for Beer. 1-0 pitch from Sheffield is outside for a ball, 2-0. I don't know about if it's a big day for Seth Beer particularly, but Beer in general, yeah, 4th of July, big day. 2-0 pitch. Just off the plate, ball three. So 3-0 the count. Next pitch from Sheffield with two outs is over for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. Remember, Beer is the guy who likes to get hit by pitches. He doesn't get out of the way and will just take inside pitches off his elbow to reach base that way. It'll happen in this series for sure. 3-1 pitch is just outside, ball four, and Beer draws a walk. So he heads down to first base. And McCarthy takes second. Wilmer Defoe is next. Beer in 39 games for Reno has been hit by a pitch 14 times. The last time we were here, acting manager, and the only time he argued in the entire six-game series was an argument that Seth Beer did not get out of the way of, did not make any attempt to get out of the way of a pitch that hit him. In fact, the Rainiers thought he was hanging over the plate in the strike zone when he was hit by the pitch. Wilson lost that argument, and it was the only chance we had to see if he might get tossed while he was managing the Rainiers. He did not. Here's the pitch in for a strike to Defoe, and the count's 0-1. Runner takes off for third, and the pitch is a strike. Odom throws down to second, and they get the out there. Tag applied by Blandino, going high to receive the throw and then bringing the glove down and tagging Beer. Beer's a little slow to get up at second base, but he is on his feet now, and he appears to be okay. Odom guns down Seth Beer, caught stealing 2-4, wrapping up the third. One run scores for Reno on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Reno 2.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Two, Tacoma with the lead over Reno. The Rainiers have scored all 5 of their runs on homers by Zach Green, who is due up 4th here in the 4th inning. Mason McCoy leads things off against Tommy Henry. And Henry, who has already thrown 70 pitches today, starts McCoy off with a called strike. It is 0-1. McCoy singled and scored in the 2nd inning. Next pitch coming from Henry. And it is swung on and bounced foul on the third base side. 0-2 the count. Now the 0-2 from Henry is swung on and hit foul down the right field line. Still no balls, 2 strikes. So 0-2 the count. And the pitch is down in the dirt for a ball, 1-2. Now the 1-2 is on its way. Swung on and bounced foul. Now the 1-2, swung on, grounded up the middle, ranging left and fielding. It is Defoe, and he fires to first in time to get McCoy, and there's the first out at the top of the 4th inning. McCoy grounds out to the shortstop. Lineup turns over, and now Scott Heineman will be the bat. Heineman has walked and struck out so far and scored a run. Henry's pitch is low for a ball, 1-0. Pitch. Low and inside. 2 balls, no strikes to Heineman. Rainiers have struck for 7 hits through the first three and a third innings against Henry, but he has now retired four straight batters. 2-0 pitch to Heineman, high, ball three. Henry, the Diamondbacks' second-round draft pick in 2019, out of the University of Michigan. 3-0 pitch, called a strike, fastball, 3-1. Heineman seemed to be taking all the way. Three-one pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count goes full, 3-2. Time called, and Heineman steps out for a moment. Now he's back in the batter's box. 3-2 pitch coming. Up and away, ball four, and Heineman draws his second walk of the night, and he heads down to first base. So the Rainiers have a man on with one out. And Alex Blandino is coming to the plate. He has walked and singled so far. Zach Green, who has already homered twice, is now on deck. Is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. Now the 0-1 is up high for a ball, 1-1. Now the 1-1 from Henry. And it is up high, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Both of Green's home runs have gone to right field here tonight. So now the 2-1 pitch is up and away, ball three. Blandino was on base for the second of Green's two homers, and he's trying to reach again here. Well out ahead in the count, 3-1. Henry decides he doesn't like the baseball and tosses it out of play and gets a new one from the home plate umpire. So three balls, one strike to Blandino. And Henry with his pitch. And it is high, ball four. Back-to-back walks of Heineman and Blandino. And Zach Green will now bat with two on and one out, and he's already homered twice in this game, both off of this pitcher. And he's driven in all five Tacoma runs. Green looks out towards Henry. Here we go. First pitch on its way, and it is called a strike. Now the 0-1 coming from Henry, time called. Henry steps off for a moment. Now here's the 0-1. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off. A fastball there from Henry that Green got a piece of. Two on, one out. Runner takes off for third. Pitches inside, throw to third, and they got Heineman at third base for the second out of the inning. He is caught stealing by Griner. 2-5 on the play. So that erases a base runner. The Red Ears have already had three runners caught stealing in this game. Green now behind in the count, 0-2. Henry with his pitch. And it is up high for a ball. This is Green's second two-homer game of the year. He had one back in April, April 22nd, at home against Sugar Land. Now the 2-2 swung on, hit high and deep to left field. Back this goes, and it is gone. His third home run of the game. The Red Ears make it a 7-2 lead as Zach Green hits Tacoma's second three-homer night here this week. They did it on Saturday. Brian O'Keefe hit three home runs, and Zach Green now with three home runs, and we're only in the fourth inning. This one, a towering fly ball pulled to left field. What a game for Zach Green, and there's still a lot of baseball to be played tonight. Remember, this is the ballpark where the Rainiers saw a four-home run game. It was not in the Rainiers' favor. They allowed four home runs in a game. Yasmani Tomas had the four home run game against Tacoma here. Well, a trip out to the mound by Gil Velasquez, the manager of the Aces, and I think he's going to make a move to the bullpen here. One batter too late, as yes, they are indeed making a call to the bullpen. So Zach Green hits three home runs off of Tommy Henry, and the third one knocks him out of the game. We've got a pitching change with two outs in the top of the fourth inning. And we'll take a break with the score, Tacoma 7, Reno 2.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Hey, Tacoma fans! America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
We are in the top of the fourth inning. Red Ears lead 7-2. All seven runs scoring on homers off the bat of Zach Green, who has hit three of them. It's only the fourth inning. He just knocked out Tommy Henry with a two-run shot to left field. Brian O'Keefe now the batter. And Reno's new pitcher is the lefty. And first pitch is popped up foul, and that's in the seats behind home plate. It's the lefty Tyler Holton on to pitch for Reno. And Holton ahead of O'Keefe, 0-1 the count. Henry went 3 2/3 innings, allowed 8 hits and 7 runs, all earned. He walked 4 and struck out 4. Allowed 3 homers, all to the same guy. Next pitch misses to O'Keefe. 1-1. Holton is appearing in his 14th game, 2-0 with a 4.29 ERA and 21 innings of relief work for the Aces this season. This 1-1 pitch is down low for a ball, 2-1. Now a swing and a miss there, strike two. Now a swing and a miss, strike three. Holton strikes out O'Keefe, and that closes out the top of the fourth. But another homer for Zach Green, and two more runs on one hit. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is Tacoma 7, Reno 2.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecida de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Seven-two Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Reno. Wilmer Defoe, Giancarlo Cintron, and Grayson Griner to bat in the fourth. Justice Sheffield getting lots of run support early today. And we'll work on Defoe, who settles in now. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next pitch, bounce towards third. Nice backhand over there. And one man is gone in the bottom of the fourth inning. So Defoe grounds out to third base. One away. And next up will be Giancarlo Cintron. Cintron singled earlier. And he is one for one today, and he takes the first pitch for ball one. Next offering, swung on and stroked out into center field, and that's a base hit. So he is aboard. A one-out single for Cintron. He now has 12 hits in 19 at-bats against Tacoma pitching this year, Cintron. Grayson Griner now the hitter. And the pitch from Sheffield is taken up and away for a ball, 1-0. Rainier's up 7-2 in the bottom of the fourth inning. We're going to take a look at what happened around the Pacific Coast League last night. So here's a pitch that just misses to Griner. Reno was on the road at Sacramento, and they won yesterday 10-6, their second straight game in which they scored 10 runs at Sacramento. They won the last two games against the River Cats. So now the pitch, the 2-0 is called, a strike, 2-1. Cintron had three hits for Reno yesterday. So did the catcher Juan Gratterall, who is not in the lineup today. And they had a big start from right-hander Ryan Nelson, who allowed two runs in six innings. Got the win. The crowd in Sacramento on July 3rd for their big fireworks game, 10,516. Now the 2-1 is on its way to Griner. And it is swung on, hit in the air to right field. This is in the wind. Back on the ball is Heinemann at the fence. He jumps and he can't get it. It's gone. A wind-aided two-run homer to right field for Grayson Griner. It's now Tacoma 7, Reno 4. And for Grayson Griner, it is his fifth home run of the season. Heinemann thought he had a shot on that all the way. He got to the base of the fence, jumped in the air, and couldn't bring it back. A two-run homer for Griner with the wind pushing it out of here to right field. That's kind of the same as Green's first homer today in the first inning was also a wind-aided to right field. Here's Camden Dusenak, and he takes a pitch high for a ball, 1-0. Also in the league last night, Vegas ended its four-game losing streak. The Aviators beat Round Rock at home 12-7, had 15 hits. Nate Mondu had four of them. He was 4-for-4 with a homer. Now Dusenak hits one in the air to left. Moving towards the line is Ambergy. He's there, and he makes the catch, and that's out number two in the bottom of the fourth inning. So Dusenak flies to left field, two down, and Yanni Hernandez will be next. Las Vegas had 11,368 fans at Las Vegas Ballpark last night for their big fireworks show. And they also got to see Dalton Kelly homer twice and drive in five runs. Now pitch to Yanni Hernandez is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Vegas enters play today with a 2.5-game lead over Reno. Here's a hot shot on one hop fielded by Gag himself for the out, and the fourth inning is over. Reno gets two in the bottom of the frame after the Red Ears scored two in the top of the inning. Two runs on two hits, no errors, and no one left. We go to the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 7, Reno 4.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
On we go to the fifth inning. It is Tacoma 7, Reno 4. And the Red Ears with Drew Ellis, Forrest Wall, and Joe Odom set to bat this inning against the left-hander Tyler Holton, who came in and got the final out. Here's Holton's first pitch to Ellis, and it is swung on and grounded right to the shortstop, Defoe, who gloves it and throws in the dirt to first, scooped out by Beer. One pitch, one out at the top of the fifth inning. Ellis grounds out to shortstop, and now Forrest Wall will be the batter. More from last night around the PCL in the Eastern Division. Sugarland outslugged Albuquerque 14-11 at Isotopes Park as Yonner Diaz homered twice and drove in four, and Corey Jolks hit his 17th homer of the year for Sugarland. Here's a pitch down low for a ball to Forrest Wall. Wall 1-for-2 tonight with a single. Albuquerque had the biggest July 3rd crowd in the Pacific Coast League. So the 1-0 is low and away to Adele. They had 12,593 in Albuquerque. You know, a lot of these teams have bigger stadiums than the Rainiers do. We were at capacity last night, or close to it, at 7,100 and change. Sears one up high to Wall, 3-0. Pitch coming. And it is a fastball called a strike, 3-1. And El Paso won big twice against Oklahoma City yesterday. They had to finish a suspended game from Saturday. Here's a swing and a miss by Wall, strike two. And the suspended game was ridiculous. It was suspended with the score tied 4-4 in the bottom of the fifth inning, and then El Paso ended up winning it 18-5. They scored 14 runs after it was suspended. Here's a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Wall, and two men are out at the top of the fifth inning. Now Joe Odom will hit for his third time. Then El Paso won the regularly scheduled game 12-2 as Eggy Rosario homered twice, giving him 13 on the year, and he drove in five runs, raising his total to 44. Now the pitch is pulled in the air towards the left field corner by Odom. It is deep, and it is foul down the line. So that is simply a long strike to Odom. Odom was running it out. He is heading back to the batter's box now. El Paso drew 9,250. Every team that was home yesterday was on the road today. We're back to that pattern again, which was used in this league for decades. As here's a pitch in there for a called strike, a curve from Holton. 0-2 the count to Odom. O-2 pitch coming. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Odom goes down swinging, and the Rainiers go in order at the top of the fifth inning. Three up, three down with a couple of strikeouts. So we are halfway through it, middle of the fifth, with the score Tacoma 7, Reno 4.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
7-4, Tacoma leads Reno. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Greater Nevada Field, where sunset is approaching here. Starting to get a little chilly in the ballpark. People putting on jackets and pullovers. It's supposedly going to get into the upper 90s by the end of the week here. We'll see about that. Fine with me if that doesn't happen. Justice Sheffield on the hill. Here's his pitch to Dominic Fletcher, and it is taken outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Fletcher's 1-for-2 with a triple and a run scored. Sheffield into his motion, and the 1-0 pitch is in at the knees for a strike, and that evens things up. One pitch coming. And it is outside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. And this pitch is swung on and hit in the air to shallow left. Racing back is McCoy. In comes Ambergy. Ambergy's there, and he makes the catch. So Fletcher is retired, one away in the fifth. And now Jake McCarthy is the batter. McCarthy is 1-for-2 with an RBI single. And Sheffield's pitch is pulled right to the second baseman Blandino on two hops, and he fields it and throws out McCarthy, and very quickly two men are gone in the bottom of the fifth inning. So Sheffield gets a couple of quick outs, and now he'll work on the cleanup hitter, Stone Garrett. Now the pitch is low for a ball. Next pitch coming to Garrett, and this one is swung on and popped up foul, out of play on the first base side. 2-1 the count. Now Sheffield ready. And here's his 2-1. And it is inside, ball three. Ambergy leads off for the Rainiers in the sixth. Zach Green is due up fifth in the inning. Now a pitch just inside, ball four to Garrett. That did not miss by much. Second walk issued by Sheffield today. A two-out walk to Stone Garrett. And now the batter will be Seth Beer, who's 0-for-1 with a ground out and a walk. Left versus left here for Sheffield. Now the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Sheffield pitched a scoreless first inning and looking for his second scoreless inning of the night right here. He's thrown 73 pitch, two balls, no strikes. So he's behind Beer. Sheffield trying to battle back now. Here's his 2-0 pitch on its way to Beer, and it is low, ball three. A fastball this time, 92 on the gun, but below the zone. Three balls, no strikes to Beer. Wilmer Defoe is on deck. Sheffield with the 3-0 pitch. And it is called a strike. Beer was taking all the way. 3-1. Now the 3-1 coming. And it is a check swing. He went. That is strike two. The plate umpire making the call. So full count, 3-2. Runner will take off with the pitch. The shift is on. The 3-2 is swung on and bounced to the right side, right to the second baseman, Blandino, who fields it and throws out Beer for the out at first base. And that wraps up the bottom of the fifth inning. Beer grounds out to second. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left. And we go to the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 7, Reno 4.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
On we go to the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 7, Reno 4. And Reno goes to the bullpen, brings in its third pitcher of the night, right-hander Chris Davinsky, the former Houston Astro. You may recall he had a nice run of a couple of years with Houston in 2016-2017, and he was with them up until 2020, but his two really good seasons, they were great seasons actually, 2016 and 17. Davinsky's been in the Diamondback system these past 2 years. And here's his first pitch to Ambergy, and it is taken low for a ball. Want to know the count. Next pitch swung on and popped up a mile high on the infield. The second baseman, Yanni Hernandez, makes the catch on the outfield grass. In the sixth inning, Davinsky gets Ambergy to pop up, one away. And now Mason McCoy is the batter. Davinsky just recently activated by Reno. This is only his second game with the team. He's allowed two runs in one inning of work. He was rehabbing in the Arizona Rookie League recently. Here's his pitch now, and it is taken for a strike. He got injured early last season with Arizona. And is recovering from Tommy John surgery. Next pitch popped up foul by McCoy, and that's into the seats behind home plate. And the count is 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to McCoy. And the pitch from Davinsky is a swing and a miss, strike three. And down goes McCoy, and Davinsky is retired the first two batters he has faced. So two away in the top of the sixth inning, and now Scott Heineman will be the batter. Heineman right-hand batter looks out towards Davinsky. The pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. So Heineman looking out towards Davinsky. The pitch is a slider low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now Davinsky ready. Here's his 1-1 pitch. Two. Rainiers haven't had a base runner since Green's third homer. Tyler Holton retired all four batters he faced, striking out three of the four. And now Davinsky has set down two in a row, and here's his 1-2 pitch coming to Heineman. And it is a fastball up high at 93 on the gun. So two balls, two strikes is the count. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air. First base side, beer in foul territory, makes the catch, and Heineman is out, and the Rainiers go in order in the sixth inning, just like they did in the fifth. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 7, Reno 4.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-422 to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Tacoma Rainiers with a 7-4 lead over the Reno Aces. And Justin Sheffield still in there. He worked a scoreless fifth, so he stays in at least to begin the sixth. They'll face Wilmer Depot, Giancarlo Cintrone, and Grayson Griner. This has been a tough stretch of the order for him so far tonight. Defoe, 1-for-2 with an RBI single, and he strokes one up the middle, and that's going to get into left center field, a base hit cut off by Ambergy. A leadoff single for Defoe, his second hit of the night. And now Giancarlo Cintrone is the batter. Cintrone is 2-for-2 with two singles. And a run scored. Cintrone, right-hand batter. And the pitch is bunted and bunted foul. That is strike one. So 0-1 the count to Cintron. And Sheffield with a long look towards first base, and now the 0-1 is swung on and fouled back, and that is a strike two. Time for our Seattle Mariner Farm Report. Big day for AA Arkansas yesterday on the 3rd of July. They were on the road in Tulsa, and they hammered the Tulsa Dodgers 14-4. Two-thirds shutout innings, striking out six, walked two, 85 pitches, which is a season high for him. Gave up only three hits, lowered his ERA to 2.55. And then the offense was offensive. They had a grand slam from catcher Jake Accia. Caden Polkovich had three hits, drove in four runs. Sears went down in the dirt for a ball. Outfielder Cade Marlowe had two hits, two runs batted in, stole two bases. He has 21 steals this year at AA Arkansas, and he scored three runs. Defoe at first, no one out. The 1-2 pitch on its way to Cintron from Sheffield. And it is swung on and tapped slowly to third. Tough play. Bare hand by Ellis. Throw to first is not in time. Cintron has an infield single, his third hit of the game. And Reno's going to get the tying run to the plate with nobody out. They have runners at first and second for Grayson Griner, who hit an opposite field home run his last time up. Griner struck out looking in the second. His two-run homer in the fourth was wind-aided to right field, but it is still blowing out very strongly to right field, so wind is aiding everything going that direction tonight. The pitch from Sheffield is down and in for a ball, 1-0. Lots of guys milling around in the Rainiers bullpen. They may have someone who has warmed up a little bit. I can't tell. Now a swing and a foul back. And the count's even to Griner, 1-1. Yeah, they have a left-hander who is warming up. I think that's Abad. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And it is down in the dirt for a ball, 2-1. Sheffield's thrown 86 pitches now. Two-one pitch coming from Sheffield to Griner, and it is swung on and fouled off on the first base side, and that is strike two. So the count's even, two balls, two strikes. Griner's hoping for a double play ball in the infield. Good candidate at the plate in Grace. Now the 2-2 pitch is grounded foul past the third base coach, Mark Reed. Still two balls, two strikes to Grayson Griner. Here comes the 2-2 again, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Sheffield got him with a slider, and there's the first out at the bottom of the sixth inning. Sheffield's fourth strikeout of the game and his first one since the second inning. Now Camden Duzenak is the batter. Duzenak 0-2 with a strikeout and a flyout. And And the pitch grounded to third. This might do it. Ellis goes to second. There's one. Blandino's relay to first in time for two. A double play to wrap up the sixth inning. And Sheffield's pumped up coming off the mound. Got out of a jam. First and second. No one out. A strikeout and a double play grounder. That'll take care of it. No runs on two hits. There was one error and one runner left on base. And we go to the seventh inning. It's Tacoma 7, Reno 4.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And VECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
VECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
On we go to the seventh inning. It is Tacoma 7, Reno 4. The Raiders have scored all seven of their runs on homers by Zach Green. Two-run homers and a three-run homer. He is due up second this inning. Blandino leads things off, and the pitch from Chris Davinsky is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Davinsky retired the side in the sixth inning with an easy frame. And he is in just his second appearance for Reno, coming back from Tommy John surgery. The 0-1 pitch is in there for a strike, 0-2. And he threw only 10 pitches in the sixth, so that's why he's still in there. There is action in the pen behind him. 0-2 coming to Blandino. And Davinsky with his pitch up high with a fastball, 1-2. More on our Mariner Farm Report. Everett beat Eugene last night as the Aqua Sox had a big game from Noelvi Marte, who's starting to heat up. He had two hits and drew a walk and scored three runs. So here's one down low for a ball. And outfield one on the year for Everett. And then Loe Modesto won yesterday, 2-8-5 at San Jose. Ben Ramirez with a three-run homer. Pitch is a little bit outside for a ball. Full count to Blandino. So the Mariners had a clean sweep in the full season teams, all winning, all four of them last night on the farm, including the Rainiers. 3-2 to Blandino. Swung on and fouled off out of play. Still 3-2. Zach Green on deck. 3-2 to Blandino again. Swung on and fouled back. Blandino hanging in there. Still a full count, 3-2. Full count. And the pitch is low, ball four, and Blandino reaches for his fourth time today, and a man's on for the man of the day, Zach Green. 3-for-3 with three homers. looks out towards Davinsky. And the pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. Zach Greene, 3 home runs today. The Rainiers had not had a 3 home run game in 7 years until O'Keefe did it 2 days ago, and Greene has done it 48 hours later. He swings and misses at the next pitch. And that got a piece of the catcher grinder. It got him in the face mask. They're going to give him a moment to recover. The Rainiers have won. Randy Bass for the Tacoma Twins in 1977. And Green's got this opportunity here in the seventh and could very well bat again tonight. So we'll see what happens. His 7 runs batted in this game, the most by a Rainiers batter since 2018, when Chris Herrmann drove in 7 against Albuquerque early in the season, April 18th. That was a home game at Cheney. 1-1 pitch is outside. Oh, catches the outside corner for a strike, 1-2. Herrmann drove in those 7 runs against Albuquerque, and I think he got called up right away, right after that, if I remember right. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Greene. And it is a swing and a miss, strike 3. They got him out. Nice slider from Davinsky. And there is the first out at the top of the 7th inning. Ryan O'Keefe now the batter, 2-for-3 with a couple of singles. Now the pitch to O'Keefe, and it is low and away for a ball. 1-1 the count. Remember, no game between these two teams tomorrow. Day off, and we'll be back with you on Wednesday at 6:35. Now the 1-0 is on its way, and it is swung on and fouled out of play. And the count's even, 1-1. Rainiers are going to start Chris Mazza on Wednesday against Tyler Gilbert. Now a turn and a throw to first and back. Now the pitch is lowered away for a ball. So O'Keefe is out ahead of the count. And the pitch swung on and grounded sharply up the middle, but fielded by Hernandez. He flips it to Defoe for one. On to first for 2. The Aces turn it with a double play, just like the Red Ears did in the bottom of the 6th to close out the inning. The Aces do it in the top of the 7th. Second to short to first. No runs for the right ears. No hits or errors. No one left. We have reached the 7th inning stretch here at Greater Nevada Field with the score Tacoma 7, Reno 4.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision. and at Bates for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Just had the 7th inning stretch here in Reno. And the Red Ears lead the Aces 7-4. Just as Sheffield's day is done, the Red Ears starter has left the game, and in to pitch the bottom of the 7th, the veteran left-hander Fernando Abad. And he'll face the top of the order, Yanni Hernandez, Dom McCarthy. Sheffield went 6 innings, allowed 9 hits, 4 runs all earned. He walked 2, struck out 4. And Abad ready to go to work. Here's his pitch to Hernandez, and it is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch from Abad is a fastball that catches the bottom of the zone. So Fernando Abad whips a fastball in there. And he's ahead of the count, 0-2. Now the veteran winds, and the 0-2 pitch is a breaking ball outside. Well off its mark, 1-2 the count to Yanni Hernandez. Now Abad rocks and delivers the 1-2, and it is swung on, hit in the air towards right center field. Wall and Heineman in the area, and Heineman calls for it, and he makes the catch, and one man is out in the bottom of the 7th inning. So Hernandez flies out to right, and now Dominic Fletcher is the batter. Fletcher's 1-for-3 with a triple and a run scored. Left versus left here. They brought Abad in during a time where he gets to face some left-handed hitters. A point in the lineup. And the pitch to Fletcher is a swing and a miss. Fletcher a lefty, the on-deck hitter. Jake McCarthy is a lefty. And after the right-handed Stone Garrett, another lefty, Seth Beer is up. Now the 0-1 pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. So one ball, one strike to Fletcher. And the pitch is swung on and grounded foul on the first base side. That's strike 2. So Abad ahead of the count again, 1-2 strikes. And here comes his pitch. And it is a fastball up high and away a little bit. 2-2 now. Now the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a fastball, and down goes Fletcher. And two men are out at the bottom of the seventh inning. Abad with a strikeout, and now Jake McCarthy is the batter. Tonight's attendance here in Reno, 9,900. Standing room only crowd tonight. Sears one in for a strike to McCarthy. Red Ears lead 7-4, two outs, bottom of the seventh inning. And Abad with his pitch, and it is low for a ball. We're not going to be able to do a post-game show here tonight because of the fireworks in Reno and the booths outside. We this happens all the time here when it's fireworks night. You can't talk over the sound of the fireworks here, and there's no way to mute them. Here's a grounder to second. That's fielded throw to first. It's McCoy actually shifted, making the play, and he gets McCarthy wrapping up the bottom of the seventh inning. Three up, three down, and Abad retires the side in order, and we head to the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 7, Reno 4.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Leagues like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
On we go to the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 7, Reno 4. And a new pitcher is in for Reno. Right-hander Justin Lewis in from the pen. He relieves Chris Davinsky, who gave him two scoreless innings. Without allowing a hit, Davinsky walked one, struck out two, and he looked like a guy who may be helping out at the big leagues pretty soon as he is returning from Tommy John surgery. So the new pitcher is Lewis. Lewis is appearing in his ninth game since joining Reno, and he's allowed just three runs in 9 2/3 innings for a 2.79 ERA. Drew Ellis leads things off against Lewis. He'll be followed. Ellis 0 for 3 today, and he takes a fastball for a strike, 0-1 the count. We're going to look at our Major League scoreboard now because, as I was saying before the break, we're not going to be able to do it in the postgame show today due to the fireworks and the sound from the fireworks here in Reno. As the pitch is in for a strike now, 1-1. Mariners had a great day. They beat the Padres 8-2 today in San Diego. Pick it up their sixth win in their last seven games. They pulled within two games of the 500 mark. Now the 1-1 is up high for a ball, 2-1. Julio Rodriguez at a long two-run homer, his 15th of the year. And Cal Raleigh drove in four runs. He had a bases-loaded double to bring in three of them. J.P. Crawford returned from his suspension, got three hits. Ellis pulls one down the third baseline. Fair ball deflected into foul territory by Cintron, who made a diving attempt. He retrieves it quickly, and Ellis will settle for a single. Drew Ellis with a single to start things off here in the eighth. So he is aboard. And now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Mariners also had a great start tonight from Chris Flexen, who went 6 2/3 innings without allowing a run. Now the pitch to Wall is taken outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Mariners in just a two-game series against the Padres down there. Now a swing and a miss by Wall. Some AL Finals. Twins beat the White Sox in Chicago in 10 innings, 6-3. Former Rainier Emilio Pagan getting the win out of the Twins bullpen. And Byron Buxton belted his 22nd home run for Minnesota. So there's a swing and a miss, strike two to Wall. And Oakland beat Toronto 5-1 as Cole Irvin held the mighty Blue Jays offense to just one run over eight innings and got his third win. Here's one up and away to Wall. And Ramon Laureano had two hits, including a homer. Stephen Vogt went deep for the A's as well. Two-two pitch to Wall, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a fastball, and one man is out in the top of the eighth inning. And now Joe Odom will be the batter. Also in the American League today, Baltimore needed 10 innings, but they beat Texas 7-6. Scored the winning run in a rare fashion, but we have seen this before. Tie game, bases loaded, bottom of the 10th inning. Hit by pitch. The walk-off hit by pitch forced in the winning run for Baltimore. Jorge Mateo took one for the team and drove in the winning run. Here's the 1-0 to Odom. And it is in there for a strike, 1-1. Tigers swept a doubleheader from the Guardians. They won the first game 4-1. A rookie making his big league debut, Garrett Hill, for Detroit. He went six innings and allowed one run and got the win in his debut. So swinging a foul tip at the plate. And he'll always remember that game, and he'll always remember that a Hall of Famer, Miguel Cabrera, hit a two-run single to give him the run support for the win. Detroit won the second game 5-3. Jonathan Scope had four hits in the first game of the doubleheader and two more in the second. He had a six-hit day for Detroit. 1-2 pitches up and in. Two balls, two strikes to Odom. Swing and a fly down the left field line. It's deep towards the corner. It is back, and it is off the fence. Coming towards third is Ellis. They're waving him in as Duzenak fires it to the cutoff man. It misses the cutoff man, trickles to the plate, and scoring easily is Drew Ellis on a long double off the bat of Joe Odom. The Red Ears tag on an insurance run here in the eighth. It is Tacoma 8, Reno 4 with one out. So Odom lifts an RBI double off the left field fence. And now Trey Ambergy is the batter. Odom with his 12th double of the year and 16th run batted in. And the pitch to Ambergy is a check swing. He did not go around. That is ball one. More American League scores. Astros defeat the Royals 7-6 on a walk-off homer by Yordan Alvarez, who is up to 24 now for the year. 1-0 pitch is swung on, and this is ripped to left field, and it is off the fence. And coming to third is Odom, and he will stop there. Ambergy checks in at second with a double, and the left fielder, Duzenak, just tricked the Red Ears by acting like he was going to catch that line drive, even though it hit halfway up the 25-foot-high left field fence. And Odom did not take off. He got fooled into thinking that the left fielder might catch that ball. And so he only moved up 90 feet. So the Red Ears have runners at second and third with one out. Ambergie gets his first extra base hit as a Red Ear. And now Mason McCoy is the batter. That was also Ambergie's hardest hit ball as a Rainier, and the pitch is bounced foul on the third base side. There's strike one to McCoy. Red Sox shut out Tampa 4-0 in a bullpen day in the big leagues, as here's one up and away to McCoy. They ended up using in relief Cutter Crawford for 5 1/3 scoreless innings of long relief. He struck out 8 and got the win. Trevor Story homer. Now the 1-1 pitch with the infield in. Swung on and fouled at the plate. 1-2 to McCoy. So one ball, two strikes to McCoy. And Justin Lewis steps off the rubber for a moment. Rainier's with a chance to really open it up a bit. One more hit here this inning could do the trick. With Odom at third and Ambergie at second. One, two pitches in the dirt, and that's blocked. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 is coming once again. Swung on, grounded to short. That is going to freeze the runners. Fielded by Defoe, and he throws out McCoy for the second out of the inning. Infield drawn in, and it worked out for Reno. Odom still at third. Ambergie at second with two down, and now Scott Heinemann is the batter. Heinemann's 0-2 with two. See if he can come through in the clutch with two outs. Up, oh, he's not going to get the chance. They're going to walk him and pitch to Blandino instead. Interesting choice, because Blandino has such a good eye and he draws so many walks, and now the bases are loaded. And Blandino may put together one of his ultra patient plate appearances here, and we'll see what happens. He's 1-for-1 tonight with a single and three walks, and Blandino has scored two runs tonight. Bases loaded, two outs. Blandino has also hit one of the Rainiers' grand slams this season. He looks out towards Justin Lewis, and the pitch is low and away. There's ball one. They're really trusting Lewis to throw strikes, which he hasn't had any trouble with this inning. Well, at least he hasn't walked anyone. So now the 1-0 is way inside, ball two. So 2-0 to Blandino, and Zach Greene, who's hit the three home runs tonight, is on deck. Reno does have a right-hander warming in the bullpen. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Blandino. And it swung on and lined into left center field, a base hit and possibly more as it goes into the alleyway. Two runs are going to score. Odom has scored. Ambergie has scored. Ending up at third base is Heinemann, and Blandino has a two-run double, and the Red Ears make it a 10-4 lead here at the top of the eighth inning. That intentional walk does not pay off for the Aces. I had a feeling that was something that was going to happen there for the Red Ears. As walking, loading the such a patient hitter just did not seem like a good idea to me anyway. So the Red Ears got two. It was good for the right ears. We'll take it. And Gil Velazquez is out to the mound. He's going to make the call to the bullpen here, bring in a fresh arm to face Zach Greene, who's going for his fourth home run of the game. Wonder if they would intentionally walk him. I guess we're going to find out shortly. We'll take a break for the pitching change with the score. Tacoma 10, Reno 4.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Well, we are in the top of the eighth inning. The Rainiers have scored three runs to take a 10-4 lead over Reno. They have runners at second and third, and Zach Greene, who has homered three times tatter, and Reno brings in the hard-throwing right-hander Luis Frias, who is 1-2 with a 4.11 ERA. And in 30 and two-thirds innings this year, he has 50 strikeouts with 12 walks. So Greene has hit two opposite field homers, and he has pulled one. He has driven in seven runs. He's got two men in scoring position now with Heineman at third and Blandino at second. And the first pitch is a fastball up high, ball one. To the right, here's A.J. Zapp back in 2004, had a 9-RBI game late in the season that year that was culminated with a walk-off grand slam. It's now the 1-0. Is high for a ball, 2-0. That's the biggest RBI game that Tacoma has had individually for anyone since at least 1999, which is when I got here. Sheesh, it was a long time ago. 2-0 the count to Greene. And Frias with a pitch, and it is taken high, ball three. 3-0 to Greene, first base is open. O'Keefe is on deck. Greene hasn't seen anything worth swinging at yet in this plate appearance. Let's see. He'll have the green light here, obviously. 3-0 pitch is on its way, and it is outside, ball four, and Greene walks on four pitches, and that may have been kind of a semi-intentional walk where they didn't want to give him anything really good to hit. Bases are loaded for O'Keefe. O'Keefe, 2-for-4 with two singles so far tonight. And the pitch from Frias is coming, and it is a strike on the outside edge. 0-1 the count. Bases loaded, two out. Now the 0-1, and it is outside for a ball, 1-1. 10-4 Tacoma. You could never have too big of a lead in this ballpark. Another hit here would be very beneficial. And now Frias nods in agreement with his catcher. Here's his 1-1 pitch to O'Keefe, and it's a fastball outside, 99 on the gun. Two balls, one strike. Now the 2-1. Outside, ball three. Three balls, one strike to O'Keefe. There's nowhere to put him with the bases loaded. Rainiers have Drew Ellis, who led off this inning with an infield single on deck. Three balls, one strike to O'Keefe. Frias is ready. And here comes the right-hander's pitch, and it is swung on and missed. 98-mile-per-hour fastball, and the count goes full, 3-2. Now, time called, and Frias threw his pitch anyway, and everyone bailed out of the home plate area. O'Keefe was backing away. The umpire had his arms in the air, and he was like, oh, no. And Greiner, the catcher, he hung in there and caught it. Meaningless pitch. A pitch that did not count. Heineman at third. Blandino at second. Green at first. Three balls, two strikes to O'Keefe. And for real now, the 3-2 pitch is high and tight. Ball four, and that forces in the run. Heineman scores. Taking third is Blandino. Green advances to second. Brian O'Keefe with a bases-loaded walk to give the Red Ears an 11-4 lead. And now Drew Ellis will bat for his second time in the top of the eighth inning. And a trip to the mound by Doug Drabeck, the Aces pitching coach. He's going to go out there and talks to Frias, who has walked the first two batters he has faced. And the one to Green looked kind of like he didn't really want to have anything to do with him, but this one to O'Keefe obviously was a mistake. The base is loaded and everything. So now Drew Ellis is the... Ellis is 1-for-4 with a single and a run scored. Here's Frias with his pitch to Ellis, and it is taken for a strike, a first pitch slider, 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 is coming, and it is a breaking ball outside, and the count's even, 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. And it is a swing and a miss at a fastball, strike two. So Ellis behind in the count, one ball, two strikes. Frias fires, and it is low and outside, 100 on the radar gun. 2-2 the count. On deck is Forrest Wall. Now Frias with the 2-2 coming, and it is swung on and fouled back to the screen. Still two balls, two strikes. So now Frias is set. Runners with their leads. Blandino at third, Green at second, and O'Keefe at first. And time called as Ellis steps out. Now he's back in and ready to hit. Now Frias is ready, and here we go. The 2-2 pitch is on its way to Ellis, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three. They got him with a 100-mile-per-hour heater to close out the top of the eighth inning. But Tacoba scores four runs in the top of the eighth inning on four hits, and there were no errors and three runners left on. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Tacoba 11, Reno 4.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. Street, and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Tacoba leads Reno 11-4. And Tacoba brings in right-hander Patrick Weigel to pitch the bottom of the eighth inning. And here's the pitch, and it is swung on and grounded right to the second baseman, Blandino, who fields it and throws out Stone Garrett, leading off the bottom of the eighth. One pitch, one out, and now Seth Beer is the batter. Weigel is in his 29th appearance for Tacoma, 2-3 with a 3.93 ERA, 40 strikeouts, and 22 walks in 34 and a third inning. He's on in relief of Fernando Abad, who retired the side in the seventh with a strikeout. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 swung on and fouled out of play. And the count's even, 1-1. Now Weigel with a 1-1 pitch, and it is swung on and fouled out of play, and the count goes to 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch fouled off. Still one ball, two strikes to Beer. Justice Sheffield started for the Red Ears tonight, went six innings, allowed four runs, left the game with a 7-4 lead. It is now 11-4 Tacoma. Fernando Abad worked one scoreless, and now Weigel is in there. 1-2 pitch to Beer, low for a ball, two balls, two strikes. It is dark enough for fireworks in Reno now, and a nearby blast just hit the sky. There's going to be a huge show after this game here in Reno tonight. As now Beer lines one to center and over to make the catch is Forrest Wall, and that is out number two in the bottom of the eighth. Solid contact there from Beer, but Wall able to make the play. And now Wilmer Defoe will be the batter. Continuing with our scoreboard, because we're not going to have one in our very brief postgame show. National League scores, we didn't get to those yet. Marlins beat the Nationals 3-2. It was in 10 innings, 1-1 after 9. Marlins outfielder Brian De La Cruz hit a two-run homer in the top of the 10th, and they won 3-2. Pitch to Defoe is in there for a strike. Marlins keep beating the Nationals. Brewers beat the Cubs in 10, 5-2 on a walk-off three-run homer by Victor Caratini, former Cub, now with the Brewers. As there's a strike to Defoe, and Caratini's three-run homer in the 10th came after he had already gone 0-for-4 with four strikeouts in the game. Lesson in there. Stick with it. Oh, 2 pitch to Defoe is up and away. Diamondbacks, the parent club of the Reno Aces. They beat the Giants 8-3. Garner got the win against his former team. San Francisco struggling right now. They've dropped 5 in a row. One-two pitch, a check swing. He went around. That is strike 3. Down goes Defoe, and the inning is over. Patrick Weigel sets down the side in order in the bottom of the 8th inning. 3 up, 3 down with a strikeout. We head to the 9th with the score, Tacoma 11, Reno 4.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
We go to the 9th inning. The Red Ears leading Reno 11-4. The Red Ears with Ambergy batting this inning. Luis Frias, who faced 3 batters in the 8th and got the final out of the 8th, stays in the game for the 9th. He hit 100 a couple times in the 8th. His first pitch to Forrest Wall is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Wall's 1-for-4 with a single so far tonight. A base hit to left field back in the first inning. Now Frias with the 0-1 pitch, and that's in the dirt for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Rainiers entering play today had won 4 out of 5, and certainly a chance to make it 5 out of 6 tonight. Got to get the 3 outs in the bottom of the ninth, though. 1-1 pitch to Wall is bounced foul, and the count goes to 1-2. Going to wrap up our National League scoreboard. Just a couple games left here. The Mets beat the Reds 7-4 as Francisco Lindor and Brandon Nimmo went deep. So now the 2-1 is hit in the air to left. That struck well. Going back is Duzenak towards the track, and he makes a nice running catch. Camden Duzenak in left field for Reno, hauling that one in. And one man is gone at the top of the 9th inning. Now Joe Odom is the batter. Odom 1-for-4 with an RBI double and a run scored. In that Mets game, former Rainier Taiwan Walker had another good start. Struck out 9 over 6 innings, got the win. He's 7-2 for the Mets. It's been a big part of their success this year. 20 games over 500 at 50-30. 1-0 to Odom. Swing and a miss, 1-1. Always root for Taiwan. Good guy. And a couple more NL games. They just finished up at Dodger Stadium. Here's one low to Odom. The Dodgers beat the Rockies 5-3. Despite C.J. Krohn belting his 20th homer. Thompson hit a three-run homer for the Dodgers. As here's one up and in for a ball. 2-1. And Julio Urias got the win for the Dodgers. The only 20-game winner in the majors last year. He's now 7-6 for L.A. this year. Fastball, high ball 4. Odom draws the walk. He heads down to first base. And he's on with one out for Trey Ambergy. Ambergy's 1-for-4 with a double and a run scored. One NL game still going. Why? Does anyone know why? Why are the Cardinals and Braves in the... Oh, they have the rain delay. That's right. Here's one high for a ball. 1-0. I was thinking, why are the Cardinals and Braves still playing in Atlanta where it is almost 12:30 a.m.? Well, they had a long rain delay. And they're now in the eighth inning. Sears one in there for a strike. Braves lead 6-3. I hope they're doing fireworks. I mean, if you have the opportunity to launch fireworks at 1 in the morning in a baseball stadium, you got to do it. 1-1 pitches up high for a ball, 2-1. There's a famous game from the 1970s in the rain delay situation with the Braves where they had fireworks at like 3 a.m. or something. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and the count's even 2-2. That was the Rick Camp fireworks game. Yeah, 4 a.m. Now a swing and a foul out of play. It was 1985. Fourth of July, 1985. Mets fireworks went off at 4 a.m. on July 5th. Because of rain delay and extra innings and 19 innings. So here's a pitch that is a called strike 3. And Ambergy has struck out in 2 men are gone of the night. Now Mason McCoy is the batter. So runner at first, two outs for McCoy. And the pitch from Frias is bounced right to the second baseman, Yanni Hernandez. He throws out McCoy, and that wraps up the top of the ninth inning. Rainiers are going to have to hope that a 7-run lead is enough tonight in Reno. You never know in this place. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It is Tacoma 11, Reno 4.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today. Calling all Rainiers fans. Are you ready for an MVP move? Let Tacoma Power help pay for your home improvements. You'll save energy and money while adding value to your home. We've got you covered with loans, rebates, and discounts on everything from windows and smart thermostats to heating and cooling systems to hybrid water heaters. Check out our website for offers at mytpu.org. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria. También somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en bsu.org.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU is built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It is Tacoma 11, Reno 4. And why not bring in Matt Brash to see if he can finish him off? Brash enters this game on in relief of Patrick Weigel, who retired the side in order of the eighth with a strikeout. And Brash will face Giancarlo Citrone, Grayson Griner, and Camden Dusenak here in the bottom of the ninth. Citrone 3-for-3 in this game and now 13-for-20 against Tacoma pitching this year. He's hitting .650 against the right ears. That's crazy. Citrone stands in. Brash winds and the pitch is swung on and chopped to the right side, and Blandino has it, throws to first in time for the out. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the ninth. Grayson Griner now the hitter. Brash with the pitch to Griner, and it is a fastball for a strike. Griner hit the wind-aided two-run homer in the fourth inning. Last runs Reno has scored. Swings and misses. O-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider. So Brash gets the strikeout, and the Red Ears are an out away from victory. 11-4 is our score with two outs in the ninth. Camden Dusenak, the batter. Dusenak's 0-for-3 today with a strikeout, a flyout, and a double play ball. The pitch from Brash is low and away for a ball 1-0. Now Brash into his windup, and the 1-0 pitch is a slider for a called strike. And the count's even, 1-1. So one ball, one strike. And the next pitch from the righty is a slider low and outside, 2-1. Right here's trying to make it three straight wins, trying to take the opening game of this series. The Red Ears looking to go 10-5 in series openers on the year. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. 99 mile per hour heater from Brash. So two balls, two strikes, two outs at the bottom of the ninth inning. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away by Dusenak. And the count's even, two balls, two strikes. Brash gets the new baseball from the plate umpire. He's ready. And now here comes the 2-2 pitch from the right-hander, and it is low and outside, ball three. So a full count to Dusenak. Brash wants to put this one away right here. 3-2 the count. And the pitch is a swing and a foul back. Dusenak got a piece of it to stay alive. Still three balls, two strikes. Reminder, the Rainiers and Aces are off tomorrow. They play Wednesday here in Reno at 6:35. So tune in then. Brash now with a 3-2 again, and it is swung on and fouled out of play. Still three balls, two strikes. Again, we're going to have a very brief post-game show because of the fireworks here in Reno. No way to muffle the sound of those. And this crowd is ready for them, 9,900 strong. 3-2 pitch from Brash is swung on and yanked foul down the left field line. And Duzanek's been hanging in there, having a good at-bat. Rainiers an out away from victory. Brash ready. Here's the 3-2 pitch on its way to Duzanek. He winds and fires, and it is swung on and bounced foul again on the third base side. And it is still a full count, three balls, two strikes. Duzanek waving the bat back and forth. Brash into his windup, the 3-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that's the ball game. Duzanek goes down swinging, and the Tacoma Rainiers are winners tonight. 11-4, the final score, and the Rainiers have now won five of their last six games, including three in a row as they take the opener here in Reno. What a game for Zach Green, three homers. We'll tell you a little bit of the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Right here's win. They beat Reno 11-4 is the score here at Greater Nevada Field. Fireworks, they're having a pie-eating contest in the true tradition of the 4th of July these days. Raiders won because Zach Green went bonkers today. He hit a two-run homer in the first inning. He hit a three-run homer in the second inning, and he hit a two-run homer in the fourth inning. All three home runs coming off the Reno starter, Tommy Henry. He had three homers and seven runs batted in by the fourth inning. His last two at-bats, he only had two more ABs. He struck out in one and walked in the other and finished the game with a 3-for-4 line, his three-homer game, the second by the Rainiers in the last three games after not having any since 2015. Really crazy how that works sometimes. Green goes deep with the three homers. Rainiers had a 7-4 lead after four innings. Sheffield started for the Rainiers. He finished his outing strongly with scoreless ball in the fifth of the sixth. Right here's opened it up with a four-run rally in the eighth. Big hit there was a two-run double by Alex Blandino that pretty much sealed the deal. Right here's win it 11-4, the final score. Final totals for Tacoma, 11 runs on 12 hits, no errors. They left seven on base. Reno scores four runs on nine hits, makes one error, leaves five on base. Winning pitcher is Justice Sheffield. He is 2-5. And the loss goes to Tommy Henry. He falls to 4-4. The attendance today was 9,900, and the time of the game was 3 hours right on the dot, both the time of the game and the attendance right on the dot. Raiders with the win go to 33-45 on the year. Reno falls to 41-38. These two teams will meet again on Wednesday. I'm sorry, I was briefly sidetracked. This pie-eating contest, it's not... I'm glad you're not here to see this. This is not this is not good viewing. Anyway, no game tomorrow. We're off. Back at it here in Reno on Wednesday, 6:35 p.m. Chris Mazza is going to make a start for the Red Ears. His first, he's only pitched in one game. It was in relief since he's getting the start on Wednesday against Tyler Gilbert of Reno. 6:35 first pitch. Pre-game show will be at 6:25. Mariners won today. They beat San Diego 8-2. And in the PCL tonight, a couple finals are in. Actually, they're all in. Salt Lake beat Sacramento 7-4 in Salt Lake City. Las Vegas won at Oklahoma City 12-4. Two homers for Austin Allen there. Round Rock tops Albuquerque 5-3. And El Paso was an 11-7 winner at Sugarland. Well, that's going to do it for our broadcast as the fireworks are about to start here. And thanks a lot for tuning in. I hope you're having a great 4th of July. The Red Ears certainly did as they defeat Reno 11-4. Zach Green with his best game of the year. Three homers and seven runs batted in. Have a great night, and we'll see you on Wednesday. Red Ears win it 11-4, the final score.